The truth of your fruit. The truth of your fruit. We are familiar with the saying that a tree shall be known by its fruit. It's a familiar saying and not too difficult to understand. The logic is pretty straightforward. If a certain tree bears apples, it's known as an apple tree. Likewise, if another tree bears cherries, it's known as a cherry tree. It's pretty straightforward. This reference comes from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 43 through 45. In reading this passage from the Message version of the Bible, it reads, "You don't get wormy apples off of a healthy tree, nor good apples off of a diseased tree. The health of the apple tells the health of the tree. You must begin with your own life-giving lives. It's who you are, not what you say and do that counts. It's who you are. Your true being brims over into true words and deeds. Your true being brims over into true words and deeds. How are you known in the world? What fruits emanate from you? Are they healthy or are they wormy? What are the words and deeds that you are known for?" In some circles, some may ask the question this way: what's your branding? What is your branding? In recent times, we have been witnessing a number of acts of violence. It's happening more and more, and many of these violent acts have been identified as hate crimes. And as we know, hate crimes are acts that are based in some form of racism, bigotry, or bias. There have been intellectual exchanges about whether hate is a part of our nature or is it something that is nurtured. While this is an interesting question, I'd offer that it's actually a distraction. It's a distraction that takes away from the reality that, as human beings, we have the capacity to rise above hatred and to rise above acts of violence. Perhaps it's too simple to ascribe such behavior as being inherent in our nature or an inescapable element of life. Perhaps it is a form of judging others as being less than capable, less than having the ability to rise above these natural drives, as natural drives are found in all forms of life. It's judging others, saying that they don't have that capacity. Also, consider that such thinking is with a disregard for our true nature and our spiritual roots. If we are simply animalistic creatures disposed to nothing more than our nature, then there's nothing more to talk about. We are then reduced to survival instincts and nothing more. However, the experience of life is so much more. We clearly have other things operating that foster family, affinity, community, and more. We have appreciation for the arts and appreciation for each other. We are not simply animals driven by nature. With all this, then, who are we really? What is our true nature? Whether one chooses to believe it or not, our true nature comes from God. Our divine selves have been planted and pruned by the Spirit of God, as demonstrated by Christ. We see glimpses of our true nature and our true selves when we are in touch with what appears to be the miraculous. If we were more accepting of our true nature, the miraculous would appear normal. In large part, the miraculous becomes possible when two or more are gathered in God's name. It's a sense of being in the company of where you are known as your true self. In the presence of those who know you as your true self, there is a freedom and ease. Being known as your true self provides power that can only come from God. When Christ surrounded himself with the disciples, it was about teaching and training them, but it was also about nurturing the presence of the higher spirit in all of them. In this human experience, we have a choice as to what fruit we will bear. We can bear the fruit of our animalistic human selves, or we can give rise to the fruits of our higher spiritual selves. That's where the magic comes from. That's where the miraculous comes from. So, what is the fruit that you generate? How does the world know you? When looking at your circle of disciples, regardless of the number, what fruits are they nurturing with you and for you? If God is your source, does your fruit reflect any resemblance to your source? God bless.